The Crown of an Angel. Today, as I was establishing my day in Christ in prayer, I got an impression in my mind to go to the at-home Home and Holiday Superstore. I asked my wife, "Would you like to go to the at-home store before you go to Sam's Club to do your shopping?" She said she was very busy, but she would go there with me tomorrow. But I said, "No, I think I will just go there by myself today." I have learned that if you are given an impression, which you believe could possibly be the Holy Spirit speaking to you, that you should act on it immediately if you can. Don't delay saying, "I'll do it another day or in another month," but I've learned to act as soon as possible. So I went to the at-home store, looking for the divine appointment that I believed would be there. I walked through this huge building, which contained furniture and Christmas items of all kinds. After I walked through there several times, I saw a woman standing in an aisle, looking at an item. I noticed that in her basket she had a crown, like a queen's crown. I walked up to her and said, "What are you going to do with that crown?" She said, "Oh, I'm buying it in honor of my angel." I later discovered that the angel that she was talking about referred to the loss of her daughter. She was looking for something that would keep her daughter's memory alive during this Christmas season. I had a box of my homemade angel jewelry. I quickly opened it and said, "Here, take one." She said, "What is it?" I picked up an angel on a keyring from the box, and she was stunned and amazed. "This is my daughter's favorite color." I asked her if she had other children. She said she had a 6-year-old son. I said, "I have some homemade bracelets here. Would he like one of those?" At this point, she was crying. She reached into my bag and took a green bracelet for her son. I then opened a bag which contained angel Christmas ornaments that my wife and I had been making. She said, "I was going to get an ornament for my angel, my daughter, to place on the tree." She continued to cry and was almost sobbing. She took the ornament and started speaking about how beautiful it was. Then through her sobbing and tears, she said, "You are an angel." The way she expressed this to me through her sobbing and tears was very moving. It was as though she was saying, "I'm in grieving over losing my angel, my daughter, and God sent his angel today to tell me it's all right, it's okay, and he is taking care of my daughter." As she stood there sobbing, I turned away, but my presence and gifts were a gift from God. They brought comfort to this lady and her family in such a way that I cannot begin to express. You are an angel. And in a sense, I was a messenger of God that day. I've been praying Matthew 10:19-20 on a consistent basis now, as I go out and minister to people almost daily. In context, this scripture is speaking of persecution, but as I use it, I am drawing on God's ability to speak to people. This scripture says to take no thought how you shall speak, and take no thought what you shall speak, for it will be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of Jehovah, your Father, which is speaking in you. See Matthew 10:19-20, King James Version. The whole point of sharing this story is to reveal that what people are looking for, but rarely see, is a revelation of the true nature of God. God is love, 1 John 4:8-16. And love is kind, 1 Corinthians 13:4 ESV. Giving, John 3:16. Patient, 1 Corinthians 13:4 ESV. Not irritable or resentful, 1 Corinthians 13:5 ESV. And rejoices with the truth, 1 Corinthians 13:6, John 14:6. Love is to be pursued and never ends, 1 Corinthians 14:1, 13:8 ESV. Look to the God who wants to manifest his presence through love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, Galatians 5:22-23 ESV. The world is looking for it. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works, and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Matthew 5:16 ESV. Is your light hidden? Matthew 5:14 ESV. Is your candle shining before men? Matthew 5:16 ESV. Are you a light in this dark world? Matthew 5:14 ESV. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is dwelling in you? 2 Corinthians 13:5, Colossians 1:27 ESV.